This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You say, Randy, can you give us anything historically to compare to that where there's repentance? Yeah, I can. Some of you are familiar with what's referred to as the Welsh Revival in Wales. 1904, 1905, a young minister, 26 years old, by the name of Evan Roberts, started preaching, and there was such a revival that came out of what he was doing that over 100,000 people came to know the Lord in 1 year, 100,000 in Wales. And it's referred to this day as the Welsh Revival. What an amazing thing that went on for generations. In other words, the impact was felt for generations after that. I'm going to give you a funny story about repentance. It might make you smile, but it's evidence of true repentance. J. Edwin Orr, a professor of church history, describes the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit during the Welsh Revival. As people sought to do what was right, to repent, be filled with the Spirit, they did all they could to confess their wrongdoing and make restitution. But it created serious problems, unexpected problems, for the shipyards along the coast of Wales. Over the years, workers by the hundreds, maybe the thousands, had stolen all kinds of things, from wheelbarrows to hammers, all kinds of tools were stolen by the workers. As these workers came to Christ and became Christians, and wanting to be right with God, they started to return what they had taken. With the result was that soon the shipyards of Wales were overwhelmed with returned property. Piles of wheelbarrows and hammers and picks that these shipbuilders had stolen, tools from their company. There were such huge piles of returned tools that several of the ship companies put up signs that read, "If you have been led by God to return what you have stolen, please know that the management forgives you and wish that you just keep what you've got." That's supposedly a true story. We don't want any more of the stuff back. Keep it. But you know what that's a sign of? Repentance. You know you've repented when there's stuff you're doing to make things right. And don't tell your wife or your husband how you've repented and it's the same old, same old. You talk in the same way. You're doing the same things. You're keeping up the old stuff and then say, "But I've repented." No, you haven't. Repentance is change. Repentance is turning. The people of Nineveh said, "We've got to give up our violence." And I think for a period of time they did. Eventually the city was destroyed, I think in 612 BC, totally destroyed. But for maybe a generation. You know, just because a current generation repents doesn't mean the next generation is going to repent. Did you know that? Think back to those of you that would remember your parents lived during World War II. There was prayer going on all the time. There were prayer meetings for the soldiers in Europe and in the Pacific, and constantly there was an emphasis on spiritual things, and soldiers were given Bibles by the Army, the Department of Defense, that had the plan of salvation in the front. If you need to give your life to Christ, here's what you do. Can you imagine that today? No. People would laugh at you today. And there, we did see a generation of that. And so it can happen in a generation and then it can go by the wayside. That's probably what happened with Nineveh. Well, tomorrow I'm going to share what I consider a fascinating story about God using the second choice in your life, where you didn't get the first choice, but you got the second choice, where God used the second choice, get this, as his first choice. Tune in tomorrow to find out what I mean. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.